Back in January, NHPR ran a hard-hitting exposé about Kevin, the Sandhill Crane, who was melting hearts in the town of Rollinsford. Despite a leg injury and the freezing temperatures, Kevin was able to make it through the winter just fine. With the warmer weather and longer days, Kevin appears to have flown the coop. NHPR's Todd Bookman has this update now on some broken-hearted Rollinsford residents.
Kevin the Sandhill Crane. Oh, I need my glasses. I can't.
Ken Perry will now read aloud page one of the official 2017 Town of Rollinsford report as approved by the Select Board. It includes a dedication to Kevin.
Here we are. Mother Nature has a way of reminding us what is really important. The improbable presence of Kevin the Sandhill Crane in Rollinsford is an example of this.
The improbable Kevin. Ken Perry and his wife Salme are just two of the many people who have paid close attention to this bird since it arrived in town last year. No one knows where Kevin came from or where Kevin was going. It's like it was dropped off by a stork, which is, in fact, sort of what sandhill cranes look like.
He reminds us that it is through our concern for others that we find our true fulfillment as a community of disparate individuals.
The community paid close attention to Kevin's every move, whether it was visiting the cemetery or local farms or just hanging out in its preferred front yard. When the bird suddenly injured its leg, the town's Facebook page lit up with concerned posts and videos. When the weather turned arctic in January, well-wishers posted updates, and one loving woman fed Kevin birdseed to see it through the winter. And then right around Easter, there were several posts asking if anyone had seen the bird. Suddenly, Kevin, who had become a fixture on Main Street, had vanished.
I think he's probably gone off and found himself a mate, which is, I think, is a good thing, right? So, because he was doing his matey to dance with a squirrel, but that doesn't work out too well, man.
Did I see that? No.
Oh, I'll find it for you.
Salme pulls up a video on Facebook from late March, just before its disappearance. Kevin is in a brown front yard. The bird is looking spunky, jumping up and down.
And see the squirrel? And then he turns around and goes after it.
I checked with some biologists, and there's skepticism that Kevin was really trying to woo a squirrel. The bird may have just been playing around, not actually doing a formal mating dance. One biologist from Nebraska, where hundreds of thousands of sandhills gather each March, said it does look like male bird behavior, though he couldn't be sure. Kevin's sex has been a topic of some speculation. What is certain is that sandhills are social birds. After spending the winter by himself, Kevin likely either found or is now looking for other cranes to spend his summer with. At the town hall, administrative assistant Caroline Kendall isn't quite ready to let go.
Who couldn't be a fan of Kevin? Kevin's like the little local hero that keeps the community one, you know? He's like our mascot now, and it'll be really highly disappointing if, in fact, he's really totally gone.
If he's really gone. If. If is hope. If is the belief that Kevin may come back, perhaps with a mate next winter. Across the street at the post office, Beth Rose expresses what many here are feeling right now.
I still look every day when I drive by. I still look to see if he's out there. But, so it's sad not knowing exactly what happened.
It's a big hole. It's a loss, but it's all right. Life goes on.
Salme Perry and the rest of Rollinsford have to go on with or without Kevin. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.